One politician who's long tried to push us to where we need to be on climate is German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Her message today at the summit in Bonn, the Paris Agreement must be just the beginning of the serious global fight against climate change. She added that daily global events show us how urgent this is. Germany's also become a leader in developing green energy, but there is a darker side to the country's climate story as well. Here's reporter Valerie Hamilton.
Just outside of Cologne in western Germany, about 40 miles from where UN climate delegates are meeting this week, there's a 12,000-year-old forest, a vast leafy cathedral of beech and oak. It's pretty quiet, except for the rustle of dead leaves underfoot and the occasional songbird, but it turns out it's a great place to get an earful about Germany's vaunted climate leadership.
Germany is not the greenest country in the world, far not.
This is a guy who calls himself Tom, and he's just come down from a treehouse.
It's one of the biggest CO2 producers in the world. What we have here basically is the best country in greenwashing.
Tom is one of dozens of climate activists who are tree-sitting here in the Hambach Forest. You can barely hear it, but right up against the edge of the forest, there's a huge open-pit coal mine. It's one of the largest of its kind in the world, and there are plans for it to get bigger, swallowing the forest and a town nearby to get at the brown coal or lignite underneath. People like Tom have been literally camping in the trees for 5 years now to try to keep that from happening. Tom says it's not just about saving the trees. It's about saving the planet.
I am not demanding this. The f***ing planet is demanding this. It is necessary. If we want to stop or reverse climate change, we have to stop the brown coal as soon as possible.
This may come as a surprise, but Germany still burns a lot of coal. 40% of its electricity still comes from coal-fired power plants. That's a bigger percentage than in the United States. And most of that is brown coal, one of the dirtiest fossil fuels. Germany mines more brown coal than any country on Earth.
It's awkward because we Germans claim we're going to be the climate champions. And on the other hand, we have the largest share of brown coal in our electricity mix.
Timon Wainert is a researcher at the state-funded Wuppertal Institute, a climate think tank. To be fair, he says, Germany is transforming its energy sector. It already gets a third of its electricity from renewables, and it's shooting for 80% by mid-century. But for now, it's way behind on its goal of cutting carbon pollution 40% from 1990 levels by 2020.
If you really want to achieve our climate targets, we need to phase out coal.
But even here, that's been a tall order. Coal has been a source of domestic fuel, jobs, and pride for decades. Thousands of people still work in mines like Hambach. They're not in a hurry to see it gone. And there's something else going on that few people saw coming.
The market is not driving out coal, but the risk is that the market is driving out gas.
The market is Germany's wholesale electricity market, and it's been upended by the country's big increase in renewable energy. That surge has pushed prices down, and it's made electricity from imported natural gas relatively expensive. Gas is cleaner, but domestic brown coal is cheaper. The pit at the Hambach mine is so big that standing at one end, you can't see the other. 33 square miles of brown, like a giant dirty sandbox. The huge machines digging in the middle look like insects buzzing in the distance. On the horizon, smoke pours from coal-fired power plants. It's quite a sight. And there's an overlook for people who come to see it, with a playground and a cafe. That's where I meet a group of older women drinking coffee. They didn't want to give their names, but they had plenty to say.
Nee, das soll weniger werden.
We need to use less of it, says one. It's dirty. The others lay into her. We still need it. What's the alternative?
Die sollen sie uns mal zeigen, die Alternative.
It's a debate that's happening all over Germany.
Public opinion has pretty much changed.
Bill Hare runs the Berlin-based research group Climate Analytics. 15 years ago, Hare says, you couldn't even talk about phasing out coal.
You know, it was almost a taboo subject.
No longer. Coal still has its partisans, but a majority of Germans say it's got to go. And now Chancellor Angela Merkel's government says it agrees. Sort of. Ahead of September's elections, Merkel's party for the first time promised a coal phase-out, but without setting a date. Now she's trying to form a government with Greens and Liberals, and coal policy is a big sticking point in the talks. Hare says it's an awkward moment to be hosting the COP23, the UN climate conference, but maybe a helpful one.
The international community is creating pressure on the negotiations. And I'm hoping that the COP does actually move this forward in a positive way.
It might, and it might not. The Greens want to start closing coal plants now. The other parties are shying away from deadlines, but they are talking about it.
In this system, for sure, this is, you could call it progress.
Back in the Hambach Forest, Tom the tree sitter says he understands that big changes can take time.
We know that technically there's not a big switch that you turn off and then everything is gone. We know that everything is a process, but we see that we are running out of time.
The climate may well be running out of time. The forest here definitely is. Later this month, the mining company is coming for its next bite of land, and the tree sitters will have to decide whether to stay and fight or find a new platform for their protest against Germany's appetite for coal. For The World, Valerie Hamilton, Hambach Forest, Germany.